Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. I love a passage I read today in the Gospel, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich. My friend, all genuine Christians believe in one God, eternally existing as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one in essence and in will and in nature. Jesus is called the Son of God because he came from God. He is united to God the Father and the Holy Spirit throughout all eternity. Jesus was conceived by the action of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Jesus left heaven and came to earth, entered the poverty of human existence. My friend, Jesus took an additional nature, a human nature with all its weaknesses, except sin. While living on earth, Jesus was despised, rejected by many people. While he lived on earth, Christ's glory remained veiled to most people. He used his divine power only according to the will of God the Father. He did not use his supernatural powers to alleviate his own human suffering or for any personal gain. Jesus appeared in the form of a servant. He came to serve. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, Jesus' suffering and death on the cross paid all your sin debt. When you talk about love that gives, no example is better than Jesus Christ. He is the supreme example of love. I love this verse. For your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. My friend, we deserve God's judgment because of all the sins and wrong things we did. All the mistakes we still do, nothing you or I could do to gain salvation from eternal punishment. That's why God decided to use grace in his relationship with us. Aren't you glad? You tell me, what's grace? Grace is God's goodness and gift to us, even though we don't deserve it. God desired to forgive you and save you by grace. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ, that he paid the penalty for all your sins, you will receive God's grace and forgiveness. It is unmerited forgiveness to us, because all of us are undeserving sinners. We can never deserve it. Let me read that verse to you again. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. My friend, the most important words I share with you today, and I shared in all previous programs, and I will share with you, is the word of Jesus, is the word recorded in the gospel, the good news. For your sake, everything God did through Jesus Christ was for your sake. Why? Because God loves you. Can't you believe it? Believe it by faith. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ and open your heart to Him, now you can do that. You can receive Jesus as your Savior and decide to follow Him. You can do that. This is easier, much more than you think. Jesus will come to live within you. The very life of God will dwell in you. You tell me that's too good to be true. Well, can you take a step of faith and see and experience what God did for your sake? Apostle Paul said in the gospel, Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. Why he was able to do that? Because he experienced the forgiveness of his sins when he put his faith in Jesus. Previously, he persecuted Christians. He killed the Christians. He arrested them. He put them in prison. But in Galatians 2, verse 20, he declared, Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. And Paul himself was persecuted, suffered so much, so much. Read that in the gospel. Because of his faith in Jesus, my friend, you have to acknowledge your sin and poverty and repent. Tell God, I am sorry. I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to live far from you anymore. God, I want to do your will. Help me. I want to be in harmony with you. And go to Jesus in the same time. You can do that now. He will make you rich spiritually. Will forgive all your sins. You will experience that. You will receive life in God's presence that will never end. And while living on earth, God's presence in your life will give you peace, much more than you have right now, will give you joy, hope that you need in facing the challenges, problems, and suffering of life, of just living on earth, which we all go through, my precious friend. You may be poor in this world because your lack of education. You are unable to have an important job because you don't have a degree. So what? Remember, our lives on earth is short. When you believe in Jesus, you will be very, very rich in God's presence. Forever, you will reign with Christ. You will have eternal inheritance. After your life on earth end, Jesus Christ will give you glorified body. I cannot tell you all the spiritual blessings that God will give you now when you dare to put your faith in Jesus, when you dare to believe in God's grace and God's love for you. You will receive amazing grace and amazing blessings. You will enjoy experiencing God's forgiveness for everything you did wrong. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that awesome news? No wonder the words of God in the Bible is called the gospel, the good news, the most wonderful news you can ever hear. Can you imagine the wonderful peace you will have when God comes to live within you, when you put your faith in Jesus Christ? My friend, please, if God spoke to you today, repeat this prayer after me by faith. Dear God, God, I dare to call you Father because I put my faith in Jesus, that He is my Savior. He died and paid the penalty for all my sins. And I know that through my faith in Him, I will become your child and you will come to live within me and I will experience the forgiveness of all my sins, of everything I done wrong. God, I dare to believe in Jesus. I dare to believe right now in your grace and in your love. God, I receive your grace. God, I receive you in my life. God, I repent of my sins. God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I want to live close to you. I want to know you. You are my loving heavenly Father. You are my God. You are my Savior. Thank you, God, for loving me. And I know I don't deserve it. But thank you for Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's a Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him. Concerned. but it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. My friend, if you prayed this prayer with me, contact me, would love to send you some free materials, congratulate you on the best decision you ever made in your life. Hallelujah, you became a child of God. Hallelujah. Rest of my audience, pray that God will fill us with His Spirit and use us to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, enjoy His forgiveness and His love and His salvation through faith in Jesus. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.